A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama, for indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Feel at joy, feel at heaven. Eh? Because then, that is your home. You know, some guy tells you, feel at home. Eh? You see, now feel at the spirit. Eh? When we say that, you know, that, and I saw him, eh? I saw him, indeed I saw him, eh? I'll never come here empty-handed. Eh? I carry something for each one of you. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a wonderful day of good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someday, the Lord stood in such a gathering, eh? Temple, eh? And he said that the Spirit of God is upon me. Eh? Okay, see? You see, eh? Before then, they had read such things. Eh? You know, Isaiah had actually said it. Is it Isaiah 61? Eh? Yeah? Then he counters it. Such a powerful whatever. It's not a story. Such a great experience. Eh? You see, he said that the Spirit of God is upon me. And he said, he has anointed me. Look for, I think he'd look for. Eh? You give us look for where the Lord is. Eh? Because you might say, ah, Old Testament, what? Look for, eh? I think it's look for, right? 18, verse 18 there. It's here. The Spirit of the Lord, see, is on me. Because then he gives the reason. Eh? So it was beyond merely quoting and merely reciting. Eh? You know, he found that a lot. Eh? Our Father, who art in... He found a lot of that. Eh? And he said, no. Eh? What went wrong here? Eh? They had merely settled for traditions. Eh? Get that correctly. Because most of you actually miss out on the Lord because for me, I wake up at what? At 12 there. Eh? At 3 there because the demons are what? Eh? Okay. It could be true, it could be not. Eh? You see, it's your routine, right? Yeah? But again, each day you have to experience something new. If that is your routine. For me at 3. Now, I'm not saying that you don't. Eh? Now, you see that guy? He's against prayer. You see? What? Eh? All I'm saying is that it can turn out into a tradition and you don't know. So, actually, the Lord countered this. Eh? See, now the Spirit of God is upon me. Because, you see, it took the Spirit of God first to be upon him to counter certain things. A lot of people, you know, eh? For me to know that she's actually into production and all that, eh? I don't need to, you know, I know how to engage it. You see, eh? For me to tell that she's a single mother, now being a single mother is not bad. Eh? At some point, certain things will shape up. Eh? Also, okay, single father. Eh? Of course, there are some here. Eh? You see, eh? See, the Spirit of God is upon me. And he has anointed me. So every time I come here, we have something we are carrying. You see, for a man to see this, and in a gracious way, you see, now, as a single mother, yeah, you are sleeping around, yeah, the demons, we have to fast shower. Now, that's not the Spirit of God. Because you see, the Spirit of God, you know what he brings? Freedom. Liberty. Joy, peace. I'm telling you. You get that? So the man carried something. See, the Spirit of God is upon me. You know, even the weight of that, you know, some of you don't know the weight it carries. For the Spirit of God to actually be on you, and on, upon you, and with you. Someday, it is said of Samson, the Spirit of God actually came mightily upon him, and the guy, okay, ate 5 kilos of pork. By that can happen. I grew up on a village where guys were competing for food. What? And then the other guy, what? He was, are you still okay? Yeah. The man carried the city gate. You see, now to carry city gate, that man is not bound by anything. Because the Spirit of God is actually upon him. You know, some of you actually need to, you know, need actually the Spirit of God to be once upon you. Okay. Is there a spirit? How is the spirit? Does he put on a tie? What? When he comes, you feel him. You know, you guys, you know, again, another tradition is he comes in a small steel ball. Our Father. You see, you can't actually get him through that. Then he comes in a man every Friday and then you miss him. Now again, we are actually countering those religious mentalities. How are you? If you want to feel him, he must be present and you must experience him. Now that's the spirit of God. Of God. Not the spirit of the demon. Okay, spirit of the devil. Most of you experience such jittery experiences. And then you wake up, all of a sudden, you don't want to talk to your wife. Okay, girlfriend. Even boyfriend. Okay, mother. What else? You know those moments, I don't want to talk. Let me tell you the truth. There's a demon around there. Only that you don't know. And then most of you, it keeps you in that corner. The entire day you are quarreling. Every time you look at it, you want to turn the other way. There is actually a spirit. There is a wrong spirit. But now when the Spirit of God comes, he brings freedom. All of a sudden, now, you can also, he can actually calm you down and, you know, for some reason, you are quiet. But actually, he quietens you with good things. Good things, good things, good things. Then you look at what he's saying. Next, he says, no, you go back. He says, because he has anointed me to what? To preach. Some of you are used to preach. To preach, to tell good news. Okay, not the good news Bible. Good news. Imagine that. Good news. You know, some of you are looking at me like, eh? I know some of you actually had rough weeks. You know, rough, especially here. Then you have come here as, as the last resort. If he what? Eh? No, don't worry. We carry good news. Eh? Good news. Okay, goodly. Yeah? Good. good news. Eh? Imagine he had come for that. Eh? To preach good news. Yeah? When he was casting out demons, that was good news. Because he didn't want anyone to be troubled. Imagine that. Eh? You see? Eh? Now, there are also men of God who are. When will you ever tell us, man, the good news? Eh? When you prophesy, it's good news. Yeah? I see a path, a new path for you gentlemen. Eh? You gentlemen, the one near Museveni's heart. Eh? No, I'm joking. I don't know. No, that was the side of the spirit. I see a new path. I think. If we have time, I will prophesy to you. Eh? You man. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Good news. Good news. Now I'm speaking. I want you to capture the good news. Forget the rough weeks. Forget all these things. Forget the bad boyfriend. What? Good news. I wish you could know what's really happening. Eh? Says good news. Yeah? Let's read it and you see why this guy is looked at him intently. Eh? Then I'll tell you why. So he says, he has sent me to proclaim freedom, bondages. Oh, what? By the way, you know those things are bondages. Eh? They disturb you until man, eh? You are what? Eh? But the Lord, remember, the Lord will never blame you for those things. Nope. But when you wake up, eh? And the way again you cut yourself from such, eh? You need to embrace the Spirit of God. Most of you want to, you know, to do away with them, but actually you are doing away with them. In your might. It won't happen. You'll likely find yourself back again. But also some of those things, eh? Now let me disturb a guy, eh? A religious fellow, eh? Says, actually it's for the glory of God, eh? To be shown. Okay. It is written there, those are not my words, eh? He said it to Paul. Eh? Said, no, that weakness, that one. Because the guy, no, Lord, I can't even preach very well. This thing is what? You see, he had actually made it to be a part of his life. Then actually it haunted him, tormented him. Then the Lord said, Then he actually said, if possible, take it away. He said, no, I'm not taking it away. Because then, you'll be there and so, yeah, oh, yeah, praise the Lord. I was, No, for the glory of God to be manifest. So that men look, see, actually, we are living in a day. Yeah? Let me also buffer you a bit. Eh? We are living in a day whereby, man, you show up with a gross habit. Who doesn't know what gross means? Gross is what? Okay. Is what? Is something huge. Gross habit. We actually, you are also excommunicated and rejected and thrown out. Eh? But now the Lord, now, his finger. Zoop. No, I want that one. Remember the Samson style? Eh? And that prostitute. Eh? And it was of the Lord. You have to remember. No, that one. Now, I know some of you have actually been called prostitutes and whatever. Eh? But a guy comes and no. This one here. Eh? Well, actually, a certain guy who is actually not awake in the grace of God, how can you there's a spirit. Yet for us here, I was like, you guys go, you actually go and enjoy, And then you call Pastor Sam here, and I said, you with us. Hallelujah. Good news. Then he says, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. Prisoners, actually, are those guys who are in bondages. It's bondage. You are in the prison. You can't get out. Every time you try to get out like this, you go back. You see? Any kind of prison. It can be also poverty. Good news! There it says. And recovery. So you have to recover from something. When you come here. You know, the recovery of sight. Now, this sight is beyond just merely looking like this. We call it enlightenment. You see, then he goes to say, for the blind, recover of sight for the blind. Now, blindness. Okay, let me explain it like this. You know, we can be here, and we are all seeing different things. That's why, actually, when I meet some people one-on-one, I am seeing certain things. I trigger a certain area that you might not know. Then I place myself there. Don't come out. And also, I don't come like, you know, if I say she has a brother called Daniel, and then she says no. No, that one, prophet, you got it wrong. You don't scare me for that. Because I know who has sent me. I come of the Lord and with the Lord. you have missed it. No. You see, I don't have that mentality. I come as empty as I am, as it can get. And then I start to see these things, you know, a certain realm. Now I'm teaching us, especially that Karo, you desire to see in the spirit. Don't burden yourself for easy. Man, for you to see in the spirit, it doesn't take you 40 days of fasting and praying. Okay. Let me even look this side. Because I'm seeing what a certain lady this side. You had started. It's good to fast. Also, it's actually an added advantage for you to pray in other tongues and fast. You'll actually see those things. But again, if you don't have the understanding of the enlightenment, you know, enlightenment of those eyes, that other set of eyes, you'll actually, it will be what? Hunger. Hunger strike. And then at two there, chapati. No, at least you start with bananas. Chapati. And the pork. And the sweet potato. Guashe. I'll not say what? Waru, because I love waru. So you begin, you know, you come as empty as you know. Let's say you want to burst out into the prophetic, and it's actually upon you, and you know it that actually you are prophetic, and you carry that anointing. So you come as empty as it can get, and then you begin looking at this person. Imagine that's the trick I use. So you look around, you look at this person as you intently pray in other tongues, and you know, you desire to know. Father, I desire to know this girl. What about her life? You understand? Also, what do you have for her in stock? You understand? Then you begin seeing these things. And you don't actually go away from there. You look there intently. You look there, you look there, look there, you look there. Don't worry when you say you are born in May and they say, oh no, I'm born in January. Don't worry. At least you are somewhere. At least you missed it by what? January, February, March, April. By 4 months. Don't worry. Then the next time you strike, you see, you strike again. And then, remember, maybe they are born in June. And then this time round, you say, you are born in May. They will say, no, I'm born in June. Aha. There you are somewhere. You see, now we have a church which really suffocates men who are actually trying to do these things. So, you see, they throw them out, especially the prophetic. I think in this nation, I've been thrown out many times. Now, you remember that scripture? Jerusalem, a city that stoneth the prophets. Imagine. It's a city that killeth. That actually suffocates. Man, don't be that. The prophetic in this day and age, it is so crucial, yet so detrimental if you play around with it. Let me repeat that. So crucial that actually it can pave ways and all this, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know, yet so detrimental in those bedrooms. Remember Moses and Aaron? Actually, no, it was actually Miriam and Aaron. They got their carry word. Imagine. You see, as God will say something, we talk to with him, and you know, maybe let me say it. There are some people actually who are just obsessed about what, you know, spiritual husbands, and I'm like, man, spiritual, in this day and age. Now you see such a person, they don't have the spirit of freedom, which is really the spirit of God. I'm telling you guys. Now, when you wake up on that, I know some of you are still, you know, again, you give it so much attention. And then, that's actually why I repeatedly say this. You switch off the light. I think he's standing there. Do you see? It's a form of a man, form of a man, form of a man. Also a form of a woman. And then you switch it on. No, there is a light, the light of God, which is supernatural and will protect you. When you have such an experience, you wake up and rebuke it. Say, I rebuke in the name of Jesus, and mean it. Please mean it. Mean those things that come out of your belly. There is much power, stronger than actually a nuclear. That's why he says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of life. Rivers of life. Living water. Out of your belly shall actually ooze an energy. Only that most of you don't know how to use it. Now I'm still talking about the Spirit of God. You who is desiring to pray in other tongues, to shift things, to manipulate things in other tongues, begin to pray as you're pacing around, whatever, wherever, some of you carula. And then you see a monkey. Hey! No, don't rebuke the monkey. You see, now you begin to pray, you set out. Again, it should be something that you are yearning. It's a yearning. It's not something that you are coerced into. I remember those days, you know, in the place I grew up from. They used to tell us, man, we are fasting. This week we are fasting. Then we had a gathering, you know. This is what? Buroba, So church there. And then there was this mother, foster mother. It was an orphanage. Pray. Man, at some point I'm like, something is amiss here. And then, man, they used to cane those who are not what? Praying. See, you are what? You are dozing. And then kiboko, you feel it. You see, okay, maybe we are young and all that, but now that you know you are of age, prayer let it be. You can't wait to be in fellowship with God. You can't wait. You can't wait. 3 a.m. that thing. You know, the car alarm goes off and then you snooze. I've been there, so don't worry. Then I realized that until I told you a story before in Juba, until a rat came and actually woke me up. Say, hey, could be this thing is a whatever. Now, if it were actually some of you, say, a demon passed here. No. Don't be demon obsessed. Let me not say, no, I didn't say demon possessed. Don't be demon what? Obsessed. Spiritual band, spiritual word. No, don't. You see, please don't. Maybe I'll come back to that. Enough of that. So he says here that to set the oppressed free. Go down. To proclaim the year of the Lord. The Lord's favor. 2022. Hey, you guys pray. In August there. I even had a dream. You know, some of those dreams are really, they're really inspired of the devil. Some of you need to know. Not every dream is actually inspired of God. But also, not every dream is inspired of the devil. I'll leave it at that. Because now you are discerning people. You actually, day by day, you know your eyes are opening up and you actually starting to discern some of these things. You will know. Some of those dreams are very, very deceptive. So you need to know that. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The year of the Lord's favor is not 2023. It's this year. Actually, it's talking about the time. If you're obsessed about wars and what, you go and sleep. For us, leave us here. After election, the aftermath of the elections. Remember what happened in 2007? That thing is what? Now you go. First thing you actually, you wake up. Elections, you guys talk a lot of food. What? Who says that in the year of the elections, people should actually keep their money? Who says that? For us, we shall spend it. Mr. Wissers, go and eat your pork. Okay, go down. Then he says, then he rolled up what we call traditions. What they had actually turned into a tradition. Then he says, then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And then he said, the eyes of everyone in this place at Jacaranda. You want me to say synagogue? You are bending the word. You are bending the word. You say synagogue. Okay, synagogue. We are fasting on him. See? He began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Good news. You see, do you know they were waiting for Simonette. How come that this guy doesn't wrap up with the Simonette? By the way, where is the hard copy Bible? And where is also the pulpit? Is this guy real? Is it? You see? You know, how come that he's not blowing us? And then how come that we're not falling? Because because at my church, people fall. And I've told you this, whatever, before. I went to minister to a certain place in 2017 in this nation, somewhere. Some of you know the place. So this minister now says, Prophet, first wait. We have to remove the chairs. Kwanza. They were plastic chairs. They were not these nice ones. Good news. Also, we care the way you sit. Good news. Not those things, you keep on changing. Sing hallelujah every time. No. You see, so man, they were like, man, remove the chairs. I'm like, okay, why we? Actually, I asked that person. So why are they? Yeah, because now they are, we have to prepare for the, you see? Yeah, because people fall. And you see now, they had actually gotten used to that. They fall. So, even Room actually had it that, I just prophesied to just two people, just to show them the power of God. Until I told this guy that you want even to sell your car because of loans. I said, yes. Now I realized that he wants to fall. I said, no, you catch the guy. Before you fall, you first hear this. You see? And I'm like, you see, they've actually turned into a tradition. What? To the extent because you see, that's being zealous. But you lack the knowledge of the Spirit of God, which sets free. Who sets free, really? You are zealous, but the wrong way. Paul talks about it. So you are simply, hey, yeah, because you see, people break chairs, okay. And we keep on buying others, what? So several ministers that had gone to that place, they were breaking chairs because then people were falling. So, here. Once bitten, twice shy. So I told this minister, no, let them sit. Let them sit comfortably. I will move. Don't worry. I'll flow it in the spirit. I'll flow. I know how to trigger that. Are you sure? Said yes. Then I picked three people. You see it? Then after that, of course, some people, there's a rumor that went out. I didn't feel it. I even doubt that guy is a man of God. Yanni, how old is he? Now you see, you want to attach the prophetic with gray hair. Now that's where the problem is. Or for how long has he been doing ministry? Then you lose the real touch. The move of God, the Lord moved. And then, what? You see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, that thing is actually being fulfilled. Today. Don't postpone it. Don't be futuristic with God. Today. You get out here, M-Pesa what? You get out here, the sickness. You get out. It is as simple as that. Good news. Let me also remind you, I'm a prosperity preacher. If you have to tag me, whatever preacher, I'm actually that guy. Now, I don't know why the church is so obsessed about, until actually now the thing is losing meaning. Everyone knows, everyone sees that you need prosperity. And also, those are not my words. The Lord wants to prosper you. Unless you're just reading those things and what? Prosperity. Of course, the enemy has used that as a platform to disorganize people, to mess up people. You see, but again, for us, we shall stay on our course. Because, man, the Lord wants us to be in charge. Call it dominion. A church today which does not have the accent of dominion is dead. I'm telling you. That's why we are peed on, we are defecated on, and we are come back next week for another interview. Jesus. Prophet, pray for me. And then you are shaking. This time I have to get it. No, I'll tell you, you first dance for me, then we shall what? No, I'm joking. If you come in that style, okay, you want to dance first, okay, you dance. You see, dominion, the first gospel, the Lord Jesus ministered unto you in your very bosom. He said, have dominion. It is there. The first gospel. So you can't dismiss these things. Dominion. Now, the way also it catches fire is when we see men and women in some various places. Places of influence. Places of authority. I see it only that you can't believe it. Now that's the problem. It's just 3% that actually, you know, now their eyes are set out. Now here. You see, great influence. We want that, let's say, this pejorative thing. You are there. And you're giving us the real best. The mama ingia pole restaurant, we shall not come. We shall not come. I've told you the truth. We shall not come. Because you see, it's not oozing the quality. It's not displaying and it's not manifesting the quality and the excellence of God. Have dominion. At least you walk in that mindset. Have dominion. You actually realize that when you start having that mentality, do you know what happens? Door A opens up. Door B opens up. Door C opens up. Actually realize that this thing all along it had actually swung open, and actually you didn't know. It's actually up to you to enter into it. Now enter the mentality of dominion. You see that? Enter it so that we can gain freedom, so that we can gain ground, real ground. Not actually and then the things fall, and what? Your salary now goes into what? Paying fines. Because each glass you break, a guy will tell you he bought it at 3K. He actually knew they went here in Gikomba here. They washed it and 200 bob. You have the glass. No, 3. You see? And now we keep on actually making the hidden man prosper. You see? You go in these various, I've said this a lot, even on, you know, one-on-one. You go to these restaurants, big restaurants, and see who is really the cashier. Either a heathen or an atheist or a Muslim. Where is a child of God? Things fall and what? They trip and I'm telling you, that thing has to stop. And you see, we are here. Though we are few, but surrounded by many. I'm talking about the angelic that causes these things to happen. Please enter into that dominion kind of mindset. In these journalism things, there are lots of silly things going on. They want you now to, you know, to, Corona, what? Death and after, what? That's not good news. Beware. Don't enter some weird things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go more spiritual. Thank you, Jesus. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, but before you go there, the Holy Spirit is whispering to me something here. Give me where the Lord says, I think it's John 8. John 8. Either 55 or 56. John 8. 56. Give me 56. He says, your father. And remember, that father, Abraham, was a prophet. If you've never read that before, you go search it out. Eh? He wasn't a pastor. Eh? Okay. I'm not against pastors. Eh? But you need to know the day and age and what it is commanding. It's a prophetic age. Either you like it or not. So he says, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought. Can you imagine this was a thought? Eh? At the thought of what? This day. He saw the day of big take. Say, can you imagine these guys don't have to walk miles and miles to go and convey a certain information to the other person? He saw the day. He saw this day. Talk of good news. He saw this day and he rejoiced. He was glad. Remember where scripture says that? This is the day that the Lord has made. But remember also, when David said that, eh? Remember? It was actually the day of an eye for an eye. Eh? But now he jumped out of that realm and then he saw the day of the Lord. This day, the day of the Lord. Said, hey, wow. The man rejoiced and clapped hands and clapped hands and mom, wow. You see, eh? Now, today the child of God. Eh? Have you heard how many have died of corona? Eh? I remember, I think it was Auntie Njoki. Remember 2020? When we opened and then, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys that which will actually happen in the year and all that. Then she said, Prophet, thank you for opening the fellowship. Thank you, wow. Thank you. She was in great, you know, she was glad. Of course, some other heathens want us to remain there. Eh? Actually, the Church of God has never been designed for just online. Eh? Of course, you know. You all know that actually during the online, you didn't click anything. You are not blessed or just news, bad news, what? They swung you around. Yeah? We know that. Now, this is the real deal. Where two or three gather. Not online. You see that? Some guy told me, you do something at least. Because Church ABC are doing it. You said no. I'll wait for that day. And indeed the day came. So, you know, what most of you don't know, eh? You remember that actually your fellow, the president here, eh, went and met with those guys. Eh? You saw them actually taking pictures and all that. Eh? You saw them. Eh? But then the guy comes here and then he says, you know, different things. Eh? Actually, he opened the country. Go and ask him today. He doesn't know what hit him. Today. You see? Okay. You know, some of you are so slow to click some things. Eh? Okay. Don't be slow in the spirit. Eh? Your father, Abraham, rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and he was glad. What are you seeing? Into your tomorrow. Are you seeing a day of gladness? You see it? Eh? Yeah? What are you seeing anyway? They told me that this cancer starts here and then down. Then they put you on chemo. You see that? Eh? In the hair, huh? Hey. Oh, boy, we are dead. You see, eh? Are you seeing a day of healing or a day of death? You see that? Eh? And he was glad. As I'm speaking these things, be glad at your future. Be glad, enter your day tomorrow. That which you had actually anticipated, you see, eh? Anticipated as bad as whatever, your boss, whatever. Today, he said, today by the hearing of these things, today, Leo, I don't know how I can emphasize these things. Eh? Again, some of you, the guy decided today, decided on what? Sucking you? Let them suck you. You see that? Eh? Because again, you know, we've made those things be a part of our lives. Eh? A day comes like this, and then, hey, I don't know where I'll get transport. Remember, even our neighbor died. You see, eh? Now you see, you are actually surrounding yourself with a lot of negativity and with a lot of stupidity and foolishness. Eh? I will not take that word back. Eh? You understand that? Eh? What are you seeing? The day of gladness. The day of rejoicing. Actually, it goes beyond, you know, eh? Graduating with that thing on your water. Okay, I've just touched something most of you don't understand. Okay, where's your degree? Say what? So all of a sudden now they wake up. The devil is waking up. Degree, where's your degree? Again, some of you are lost. Eh? Okay. And then they've started coming out until some, what, this guy actually, I bumped into it. And the guy said, but this kid doesn't have a degree. All he has is a certificate of attending a crusade. You see? But you see, the graduation that you come for here is the graduation of your eyes opening. And then you start to see what they are not seeing. That's the graduation. Actually, that's how they will try so much to put a hindrance here. No one passes here. Yeah? They put it also another. But somehow, they'll find you still on the other side. Now you've actually graduated. Just like that. Just like that. You see, the Lord didn't go into the details of good news. Eh? But that's it. One of the things that will actually fetch you good news is by suffocating negativity. Please don't anticipate fear. I'm telling you. Good news. Good news preacher. Jesus was and he still is. That's why we are here. Good news. You see, I'm aging. You see now? Prophet, you don't understand. What? What don't I understand? That I'm 49. Okay. So you get married. I think now I'm giving up on it. You see now what you're anticipating? That now at that age, no man. Eh? There are mentalities. Oh, according to the statistics of Kenya, especially Nairobi, where people feed on KFC, eh? The lifespan of a man is 50 years. You see, eh? That guy who said that actually anticipated fear and death. Why don't you live in the consciousness of living? Good news. It's just from there. It's just from there. Jobs and whatever. Anticipate. Be enthusiastic. At least start with the report of God. What does he say? Anyway, when you bring me those things, for me, I decided that I will believe the report of God. But they come on, Nimbaya. I'm telling you the truth. Actually, that's why some of you, actually, when we meet, yeah, you start saying these things. What, you know, many times I will laugh at you, because all I'm seeing about you is actually not what you're seeing. Then when I begin now mentioning them, that this one shall come up. Are you sure? You see, eh? Religiously, you are thinking religiously. Because religion will put in a corner, cage you up, and that's it. You start actually anticipating how religion actually anticipates. Now you see, before Jesus came, meaning that there were guys who were preaching bad news. Then he counters it. Say, no, for me now today. Today for me, I'm for good news. You see, also you can capture it like that. And good news has nothing to do with your habits. Okay. No, you first stop smoking, then the Lord shall come out for you. Those are lies. Eh? Eh? Someday I met a lady, eh? I think 2018, somewhere there. Eh? I bought the food. Because you ask for what you want. One fish. So you have it. Eh? And then I realized that she was so much into the repentance things. Eh? And then I'm like, why are you repenting? Yeah, because you see, at night you never know. The sitting mic can come on you and then you die and then you go to what? Do you see the anticipations? Eh? Or she's seeing that if you don't repent at night, and when you're going to sleep, the ceiling will what? But you see, how many times have you actually slept in that house and actually the ceiling has not fallen on you? So all of a sudden now you've not repented, so now the ceiling will come. Eh? That's why I'm saying that it has nothing to do with the habits. Eh? Let me look the other side, because you see, eh? The enemy has lied to you that stop this one, then this one what? Stop what? So, if you recognize the true blessing of the grace of God, no one will tell you to stop those things. I repeat, when you recognize, when you start embracing the true grace of God, I'm telling you, you'll even be like, even the quarrelsome woman, eh? Or wife, you'll be like, why are you quarreling? Even, okay, your boss says, eh? You know, I'm touching because I know what's really going on. Eh? You realize that actually, the kagale, that has been throwing tantrums, or you are sad all the time, what? You embrace the grace of God and you're like, wait a minute. And it will feel weird in the beginning. You're like, me? They'll actually just remind you that, no, you've actually just quarreled moments ago. Me? You see, most of you, especially girls, eh? Now I'm not against girls. Eh? Yeah? No, me, I'm a girl. Sometimes, I get overwhelmed. Sometimes. Overwhelmed by what? You see, eh? You see, now you've actually made that be a part of your life. Eh? Now you have also the overwhelming part. Eh? Which you add on somehow, somewhere, sometime. And we know at that time you don't cross their lines. Otherwise, man, eh? No, there is beauty. There is joy. I'm telling you, start anticipating this joy. You'll enter into it and you see it just comes like that. Like that. I'm telling you things that I've really experienced. Those who know me before, eh? I would be a guy that I would keep quiet. Most times I would keep quiet. But now certain things began triggering and I'm like, why am I now beginning to speak and all that, to talk and all that? And you know, I exaggerate the things of God until some guy said, that one, we'll say this actually, we'll actually accompany it with the scripture. There was a certain joy that started oozing out of me and I'm like, what? Now, good news. You guys, there is actually good news. Eh? You believe there is good news? Eh? Actually, there is good news. Eh? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. First Corinthians 2. He says, and so it was with me, eh? Brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with the mentality of spiritual husbands. Because actually it's roaming around. Eh? Until now I have seen some churches, the pastor will power you. Bah! Come on! You see, eh? Maybe at some point they were actually right. And actually that demon left. Eh? Yeah? I'm saying maybe at some point. But you see now, it has become a culture. Yeah? which now we call the eloquence. That eloquence of speech, we're talking about statistics as displayed by a foreign man. Yeah? Every other day, they anticipate concerning the economy of this nation and all other nations. They will never kill anticipated good news. Eh? Seeing the fuel. Why aren't you seeing the fuel prices? All of a sudden you enter a restaurant and then the car price has changed. Man, you're not getting me from there. Eh? Whether it has changed or not, I'll power you and also give you some change to keep. Some of you know me for that. Eh? Someday, recently I powered someone with 2K. Eh? Eh? Change. Eh? What? Eh? Say, it was actually beyond what I'd eaten. Because the Lord told me that this girl's what problem will actually, it will be catered by 1,500. So I gave her 2K. See, all this is mine. Yes, it's yours. Can you imagine I had this word and whatever? Because she came back to tell me, you are God sent. You are God sent. Of course, I didn't, tell her, No, I was getting somewhere. You guys are what? Okay, this Volvo is here. I'm secure. You know that kind of song? I am secure. You know it? You are God sent. Of course, I didn't reveal to her that I'm actually a prophet. Maybe she will next time. But now, anticipating good news. Fuel prices will not deter me from tipping. Hey, you're tipping big, but can't you see the fuel? No! Because whatever I projected myself into, the Lord said that this day is a day of gladness. Now again, some doubters. But you see, you also have to be wise. You have to be wise. You can't just dish money like that. You have to be wise. No, that's not the wisdom of God. You see, because if that wisdom of God, whatever they say it's wisdom, if it is making me run around like a headless chicken, then it's bondage. It's not freedom. It's not liberty itself. It's not. They're actually putting in a corner all of a sudden. All day, you are anticipating bad stuff. What? You see, when will you ever start anticipating goodness about your husband? Do you know what he did? Prophet, for you, you are there, and for me, I'm the one in it. Do you know what? You see where we are now. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Eloquence of speech. Then actually, and I met most of you, you want to corner me in a certain area. Yeah? I'm speaking this. I will not. Okay, there is a lady. They are not here. Don't know whether they are here. Eh? They are not. Now I have to come back in the physical and first see. Lest they close the door and say, aha! Put up your hands. Say the Lord's Prayer 7 times. Also, that's wrong. There are churches that do that. I've ever experienced it. Say, man. Actually, they were saying, I was like this. Because they had actually hired me that time to teach them music and what. Some church there in Githura. Our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Our Father, 7 times. It's like, man. And so what if you stopped at the 5th one? Actually, the 3rd time, I was drained. I felt a fatigue that, but I'm telling you. I'm like, look at these guys. So you are caging God in just mere traditions. You see? So you think that actually if you don't pray, it will not fall where you stay. You see it? I was telling you about that lady. So this other friend of hers who had brought her, you know, it was a one-on-one, you know. Then she writes to me. My friend thinks that you actually prophesying to another person but not her. Said, oh, okay. Because, whatever. At some point, I told her, that man, have you ever stood, I'm saying you standing before men, it's not a church congregation, but actually just a few people. Are you a consultant? Are you whatever? Have you ever done it before? And then she said, no. She was coming, I think, from PCA. You see, but you see, the enemy had had a run with her for all those years. Now, for her eyes to open up, at some point, it will not actually take one day. You see, concerning marriage, she wanted me to be bent somewhere. Concerning this, she wanted me to say this. Concerning me, until actually she said, I think because she wanted me to say negative things. That now, because, do you know what that marriage is? What? Is scattered and what? Because someone bewitched you and what? I'm not going to do that, even if I know it 100%. I will not say it. Because I told her, in the end, actually pray for your marriage. Then she kept on repeating that. What about my marriage? What is my husband doing? You'll not corner me there. You see it? Now what if you get to know what he's doing? I'll corner you into a place called the Good News Corner. That's why we pray for certain things to go. I'm telling you. You will not. Then that thing, she said, yeah, sometimes in church, I talk to divorcees, because actually I mentioned it, I'm seeing you, these are vulnerable people that you're talking to, especially women. I said, no, that one, I don't know what. Later on, she said, by the way, about the other one, sometimes I what? You want to deceive a prophet like me? Oh, now he's bragging. Okay, like me? Who remembers when we had Clarion? Some guy think he is the one who brought him. Remember that guy? So I told him, man, you have a daughter. Apparently, he had come with a Kagao friend, not his wife. And they had had wrangles because the Kagala had actually had a baby girl. He said, you come and you hear good news. And the Kagala, that was not the time for good news, man. You're not providing, you're not what? I said, So we deeply entered that place. Until now, we say, was it July or August? You were born in August. And she said, So now when he realized that things are escalating, that this guy is actually hitting, not a miss, but right on, spot on. Then he say, here is even my word. By the way, whatever you are saying is true. You are a true prophet. Sarai Luka. Who was there? At least a few people were here, were there. He showed us even his what? His ID. August. So look at this Pharaoh here. You're testing me? Okay. At least tease me, but testing me? Okay. You guys. You see, I know I get this thing. It is of God. It was more desiring of God for me to begin, for me to have that anointing. I didn't pray in Karura 40 days and nights. What? God, no! I've told you where this thing started. Brazil and these things, one, boom, I'm there. Then my father, Prophet Elvis, confirmed it. That's it. Then I ran with it. Remember Jacob? He got it and ran with it. So if you were stuck and you were supposed to be prophesying and you are stuck and you are jealous of this, the Esau guy. You chase us, you not find us. When you meet with us, we shall tell you good news. Remember that day? It is as simple as that. Eloquence of speech. There are so many eloquences that you had actually regarded as faith and as life to you. Please don't kick them out. Even I don't care whether it's a brother or sister that's trying to channel you on, you know, the other corner. Don't give in. Say, no, that's not it. That's not it. But then become stern about it. Say, no, stand your ground. No, no, that one you are lying. Yeah. Remember the segment of the church that wanted to actually to stone, to kill. Because actually, that's also the other aspect. When you are stand to the truth, the other segment will actually start saying, I think he wants to sacrifice all of you. False prophet, spiritual husband, what? Those things. Are you obsessed? Okay, you are possessed. Eh? Okay. You see, eh? Then he says, when I came to you, I did not come with the eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. Can you imagine God has actually testimony? The testimony of God. The testimony of God, not the testimony of men. Hallelujah. Eloquence of speech. Kick out eloquences that are negative. You understand? Kick out all these negativities and thoughts and what. You see, when you see your boss, some of you are seeing nightmares. We know how to deal with them. Actually, time shall come. I've said this, on several occasions. You'll actually meet a guy who introduced you to Christ. And the guy caught these earthly eloquences and speeches. No, God helps those who help themselves. Of course, that's wrong. Because for me, I need God's help all the time. Which is actually called grace. That's the guy who doesn't actually recognize the grace of God. You understand? You will actually come back to them. And you'll find them saying eloquences. And you're like, look at this guy. Actually, you'll even surpass them in Revelation. It comes to that. Now to bosses. For as long as he's a heathen, whatever, boss. You surpass them. I don't know whether you guys get it. Heathen. Because that's an unbeliever. He only believes what the government is saying about fuel. And then you see them running. All of a sudden, the roads are flooded with cars and what, and also, no, petrol stations. Of course, roads for us, man, which are just going, standing, what? Freeway. Eloquence of speech. Which speech do you have? You see that? Concerning your health, what is this eloquent speech that you are having? Okay, let's say frequent speech. I was going to mention names, but you see, concerning your marriage, what is this speech that you have? Concerning money and work-related things. Concerning a promotion, you see, it's from glory to glory. And then when it comes to being promoted, you're like, but won't I be? You see that? Now you relegate yourself. Eloquence of speech. I don't come with that. That which is common and known and what? You see, it can also be a tradition in prayer. Those things of prayer. I was telling someone, you know that word push? It has messed up a lot of you people. Push. Pray until something happen. Remember when you did in prayer and it happened? Eh? All these things are orchestrated by you waking up and starting to have the eloquence of heaven. What is the eloquence of heaven? You realize this, actually the doors that you thought we are so heavy, they actually just boom, just there and just there. Is it bad to pray? No. But you see, if you go with that mentality, pray until something happens, that push thing, actually it consumed the entire world. I'm like, something is wrong here. Eh? Pray until, say, no, continue. By the way, don't sin when you're praying. Eh? Don't sin. Eh? That's what they tell you. Eh? Because they are so obsessed about sin. They are so actually sin conscious. Is there a sin? Yes. But you know you cannot be sin conscious when you're a child of God. Please don't be sin conscious. On this one, help me. Please don't be. Because that thing will mess you up. Eh? You start actually walking on tiptoes, approaching God. He's not seeing you like that. Eh? Otherwise, you would have killed you. Eh? If he was indeed a killer. Killed. Okay, wasn't he kidding people? What? Well, I told someone as we ended. Some of you are so taken up by the Ten Commandments. And you know that for all those 10, even if they were 15, okay, let me say this. Even if they were 2, you will actually break them. So you see what is actually really covering you up. It's beyond cramming 10 commandments and being so conscious of the 10 commandments. Let me tell you something that you've never seen. When it came to Moses, Moses denied them, said, they are coming from God. God told me to bring them to you. Do you know Moses was not actually attached to that thing? Yet he was human. Okay. So these things, the Lord has told me to bring them to you. Actually, they wanted to pin it on him. Eh? Mosaic law. This thing. See, yangu. It's not mine. Actually, those 10 commandments, they are not mine. And it can actually, it will mess you up. Eh? How many times have you lied? Even in broad daylight, you actually lie. You are lying. Jerry. You know there's all those things. Eh? Jerry, you've lied. I'm not your friend anymore. I'm just using the name. That one is not prophetic. Eh? You see? Eh? But isn't that commandment included there? It is beyond that. Please embrace the true grace of God. Eh? Then you'll actually go out of that realm of operating in ten commandments. The Apostles' Creed. Traditions, mere traditions. That's actually why the Lord comes and says, now we are going to go ahead with those traditions. The Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed. You've read it, but actually you're still sinking in loans. The rent still knocks. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in what? One word Catholic Church. Apostles' Creed. You see it? You know some of you have actually, you had held those things so dearly. Yeah? Let me go and notch Apostles' Creed. Those things, eh? I'm telling you, the day you wake up and you're like, God goes beyond you reciting the Apostles' Creed. Eh? also, and you reciting the Our Father who art in heaven, but God, where are you? But you are saying the thing. Who is in heaven? Who is in heaven? You don't know that actually there is a merchment which happens when you start to embrace. Actually, it comes heaven on earth. He says, as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven. So for you, if you think guys, they are taking his cappuccino, and for you are just here suffering, then there is no fellowship. That's why he emphatically says, the Holy Ghost, that you are seated with him in the heavenly places. When will you ever wake up on that? And actually you begin to have the oneness. Man, there are so many times I've visited, okay, some of these places like Karura. I sit down there and he's there. Actually, he's been waiting for me. He's there. He's there. He's actually there. Please don't look for him through Apostles' Creed. He's not there. Yeah? I am messing up some guys, especially from here. But that's why I stood here. Eh? Because every time I go there, you come out of faith. Now I come here. You start doubting. Eh? You see, eh? Stop reading Apostles' Creed. God is not there in you reciting it. By the way, even if they colored it, put it in what? You know they've come up with sorts of things to make it interesting. He's not there. That's why he said today, stop reciting those things today. Good news I bring to you, and it's actually happening today. But you see that guy, he didn't even do the sermonette. The sermonette. Eh? Pastor Sam has called to do the sermonette. And I looked at the guy and said, eh? Of course, some of you are not there. Most of you. But yeah, thank God the Spirit of God came upon him and he proclaimed good news. Amen. Like, okay, come. I paid clear attention there. Eh? He did this, right? Dear Father, I was a what? You are there as of heaven. No. He did fantastically well. Eh? And people were blessed. Eh? Apostles' Creed. Imagine you are wasting time there. Eh? Actually, that's what the Spirit of God is telling me. That there's a lot of time wasted there. Eh? You see, it is not scripture at all. That's why I'm actually emphasizing it. And you cramming merely the Our Father who art in heaven, those things also are not what? Imagine he was just triggering them on how to pray. But now the church is reciting those things. Who is in heaven? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom is here and you are not seeing it. You are busy reciting. And you see also some churches want also to please that old church. Eh? Because we don't want whatever, let us what. And then they also now entering that Apostles' Creed thing. I've been there in those places. And I'm like, man, what's happening here? Eh? Man, you start those things. Someday I'm going actually to start now demonstrating this thing. Eh? You say those Apostles' Creed, I get out. We are coming to that place. But so, eh? You know altar girls. Eh? We shall say this. Eh? It's funny, but a man. Eh? I look at guys, I'm like, okay. So every time they enter the altar, he kneels. Then as I told Willie Sachs, why don't they do it the Italian way, man? You just say, the Lord will actually see you. Some people think that speaking softly, is actually it means humility. Our Father, who is what? Actually, some of those guys are full of hate. There's a lot going on in their hearts. Don't. You find them eating pork and watching us. They're insulting the guy in TV. TV. You see that? I'm saying speaking politely, talking politely doesn't mean humility. Yes. I'm telling you, Paul at some point actually was talking harshly to guys actually that were not clicking it. And actually that was humility according to heaven. That was the path of heaven. That was the agenda of heaven. And then from there they say, how do you read the apostles' creed? Come back to God. Come back to God. Jesus. But I thought I would see God in you. Come back to God. Read the Apostles' Creed. Read the Apostles' Creed. By the time you finish it, you are panting. You want mandazi and tea. Hallelujah.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.